Morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，早。
Well, thank the Lord for such a beautiful song from the choir.
我们感谢神赐给我们诗班唱的这么美好的歌。
You know, there are sometimes things that we don't think about very often as a church.
有的时候在教会里有关教会的事情，有些事情我们不是常常想到。
And things that are not always that difficult to talk, that are not that easy to talk about.
或者说有些事情要说的话不那么容易。
And it seems like for the last 2 weeks, I've had some passages to work through that are not that common to hear.
在过去的两个礼拜我跟各位所研读的一些经文的内容似乎不是很常见的常常谈到的。
So if you look at the bulletin today, I didn't bring it up with me, but if you look at our sermon topic, it has to do with the topic of widows.
所以如果你看今天的主日崇拜程序单，你就会发现我们今天的题目有一点不寻常。另外做周报的姐妹要我更正一下，中文的翻译比较恰当的是有智慧的尊敬寡妇。
And there is last week we talked about correcting people of sin.
上一周我们谈到要弟兄姐妹们应该彼此纠正错误。
So there's a beauty of what we're doing, of actually going through the entire book, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, to really understand, hey, we're going to preach on whatever God shows us in the Word to preach.
所以我们用这样的解经式的讲道，就是找一卷书逐句逐章逐句的解释，有一个妙处就是我们可以真正的直接的的明白神在对我们说些什么。
And we're going to really try to avoid picking and choosing on what to talk about, what to preach about.
我们努力的不要按照自己的意思来选择某些经文来讲。
So let's jump right into it. If you could grab your Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Timothy, that's what we've been going through, 1 Timothy chapter 5.
所以我们现在就开始来阅读我们今天的经文，是在提摩太前书第五章。
Last week, we started in chapter 5 and we looked at one sentence in verses 1 and 2. One sentence.
上个星期我们所谈的经文只有一句，就是提摩太前书第五章第一节到第二节。
And it showed us the important part of the ministry of correction.
这段经文告诉我们弟兄姐妹们要彼此纠正过失使人归正是何等的重要。
That there's a responsibility of the shepherds of the church to encourage and exhort those believers who haveveered off course in their sin to bring them back. That's what we preached about last week.
教会的牧者的责任之一就是把那些在某些事情上有一点误入偏离了主道或者甚至误入歧途的人把他们给挽回过来。
And this is the responsibility also we saw last week of every member of this body.
我们上个星期也看到这个责任或者是义务是所有的每一位弟兄姐妹都应该有的。
Why?
为什么?
Because we're a spiritual family.
因为我们是一个属灵的大家庭。
And so that's what Paul's doing in this chapter, in chapter 5.
这就是保罗在第五章的中心信息。
Where he's writing about these spiritual relationships in the church, part of the spiritual family.
他在这章里头他所的重点是在这个主内的大家属灵的大家庭里头弟兄姐妹们彼此的关系。
And so we see three interesting groups. We see widows, which is what we're going to be preaching about today in chapter 5.
我们在提摩太前书第五章会看见有三个截然不同的群体。第一个就是寡妇们，这就是我们这两周所要说的。
And then next week we're actually going to be looking at relationships with elders in the church.
下一周我们要谈的题目是长老。
And then in the subsequent weeks we'll be looking at the relationships that we have with slaves.
接下来的一周我们要谈的是在主内的这个属灵的大家庭里头奴仆跟奴仆有关系的。
So some interesting groups that Paul is bringing up and we're going to unpack these.Today and the weeks to come.
所以，保罗在第五章里头，提到了一些很有意思的话题，就是有关这三个群体的。那么，我们会逐一的来解释这里头的含义。
All right, so we'll be looking at today. Why don't we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
我们先祷告。
Father, we come to you seeking your help. So that you may get your voice out to your people.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，谦卑的寻求你的心意，聆听你的话。
You are the father to the fatherless.
你是孤儿的父亲。
You are the protector of widows.
你是寡妇的保护者。
You have always cared.For the most vulnerable in our midst.
你对那些社会上弱者中的弱者，你总是看顾。
And you always want us, Lord, as your children, to care for the very least of these.
同时，你也要求你的儿女们能够看顾这些弱势的人。
Would you reveal your heart through this passage this morning?
我们就求你借着今天的经文向我们启示你的心意
so that we would know your heart
这样子我们才能够了解你的心意是什么
and that we would be people who follow after your own heart
我们也能够因此按着你的心意而行
we pray this in Jesus' name
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名 Amen
SoWe're going to have a little bit of a work today to unpack this text.
我们今天要解释这些经句里头的含义。
And I believe that it will help us to ask three different questions as we approach this passage this morning.
我相信这段经文可以引起我们讨论三个问题。
There are going to be three questions that are going to help us get to God's heart through this text.
这三个问题可以让我们明白神借着这段经文向我们启示一些什么他的心意。
So the first question, I'm going to jump right into it.
所以我们第一个要投入的问题就是
I believe the first question that we need to ask in this passage is what does this passage teach us about God's desire for the church?
这段经文对我们了解神对教会的心意这方面有什么帮助
What does this passage here teach us about God's desire for the church?
这段经文教导我们一些什么有关神对教会的心意的事情
And so to answer this question, I want to draw your attention to verse 3.
要回答这个问题我想请各位注意
第三节
第三节
verse 3 is the first verse in our passage from 3 to 16
第三节是我们今天要讨论的经文的第一节
and verse 3 controls the thought of the whole passage
第三节给的是一个笼罩整段经文的中心思想
So look at the first two words.
我们看第三节跟第四节
No, the first two words of verse 3.
看对前面前头两个字
Honor widows.
尊敬寡妇
This is important.
这个很重要
Honor widows.
尊敬寡妇。
And this shows us already a lot of God's own heart and his heart for the church.
这句话虽然很简单，但是已经很充分的向我们显明出神对教会的心意。
We need to know that this is not the first time that God has revealed his heart for the widowed.
我们需要知道的神并不是在这儿才对他的儿女们启示他对寡妇的心意。
Ever since God established his people Israel, God has been the protector of widows.
在旧约时代，远在旧约时代，神拣选了以色列人，做他的子民之后，神一直是寡妇的，保护者、供应者跟伸冤者。
Over and over again, all throughout Scripture, we see God teaching his people how to care for those women who have lost the husband that is supposed to protect and care for them.
从旧约到新约，神一而再，再而三的告诫他的儿女要保护，要供应那些失去丈夫的的供应跟引领的寡妇。
In the ancient world,
在古代，
when a family lost the husband or the father figure,
如果一个家里他失去了丈夫或者父亲，
the widow would often be left destitute.
那么这个寡妇就会面临很穷困的境地。
But God would set up provisions for that woman out of his love and his compassion.
但是神会用很多方法来供应他所爱的寡妇的需要。
Let's look at the heart of God through some of these passages.
我们就看看其中的几段经文。
We see in Psalm 68 verse 5.
在比方说诗篇第68篇。
We see that God says here, Father, he is a father of the fatherless and the protector of widows.
我们在这儿看到神说他是孤儿的父，他是寡妇的保护者。
In Exodus chapter 22, verse 22 and 23,
在出埃及记第22章22节到23节。
Verse 22, You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child.If you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry.
出埃及记第22章第22节到23节，不可苦待寡妇和孤儿，若是苦待他们一点，他们向我一哀求，我总要听他们的哀声。
And in other places in the Old Testament, like in Deuteronomy, he'll specifically say to his people Israel, here is how you take care and provide for the widows in your midst.
在旧约的其他地方，比方说《生命记》，神就很明确的告诉以色列人，你们应当如何如何的来供应看顾你们中间的寡妇。
And as we go all through the Old Testament into even the early church,
如果我们从旧约我们看到新约的。初期教会。
Even James says in James chapter 1 verse 27, true religion or religion that is pure is this.
雅各在雅各书这么说，一个清洁的没有玷污的虔诚是这样的。
Is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction.
看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
You know what that's saying?
这句话的意思是什么？
That you say you're a Christian.
就是说你嘴巴上说你是基督徒。
You say that you have faith in Jesus.
你说你对主耶稣基督有信心。
But there are some poor and afflicted orphans and widows, and you're not caring for them.
但是就在你的周遭有那些很贫穷的无依无靠的孤儿寡妇，你却不照看他们。
And if you're not even aware of them and you're not caring for them in their affliction, you might as well say that you have no faith.
如果在你眼看着他们受苦，你却不看顾他们、供应他们的话，那你倒不如说你不是基督徒。
Right, so this was important enough for the early church to hear.
所以这在初期教会对初期教会的主内的弟兄姐妹们，这是一条很重要的教导。
And so if it was important enough for them to hear, brothers and sisters, it is important enough for us to hear.
如果对那时候的初期教会的弟兄姐妹们那么重要，那么当然对今天的我们也同样重要。
For these are the ones in our midst that are most vulnerable.
因为这些人是在我们当中最弱势的一个群体。
They are unable to help themselves.
他们没有法子照顾自己。
So listen to this.
所以请你们注意听。
God is committed to helping those who cannot help themselves.
神定义要帮助那些没有力量照顾帮助自己的人。
God is committed to help those who are unable to help themselves.
神定义要帮助那些没有法子自立。
So what does this passage teach us about God's desire then for the church?
所以这段经文教导一些什么有关神对教会的心意呢？
The church of God needs to be committed to helping those who cannot help themselves.
神的教会必须不遗余力的照顾看顾那些不能够自主或自立的人。
We need to be able to understand that there are those in our midst that are unable to help themselves.
我们必须要明白了解到在我们中间的确是有人没有法子自己照顾好自己。
And the church needs to be committed then to help those.
教会必须不遗余力的来供应他们的一切需要。
See, the early church modeled this for us.
这个早初期的教会为我们树立了一个很好的榜样。
Let's take a look at verses 9 and verses 11.
我们看第九节跟第十一节。
Right, see, in verse 9 and 11, it shows us that there was some type of method or some type of system that the church had in place to care for these people.
第九节到第十一节让我们看见在初期教会他们设立了一套制度来照顾这些寡妇们。
Verse 9, let a widow be put on the list.
第九节寡妇记在册子上。
Verse 11, but refuse to put younger widows on the list.
至于年轻的寡妇就可以辞她。
So we see that there was some type of list going on for the church to take care of these widows.
可见在初期教会里是有这么样的一种册子的。
In Acts chapter 6 verse 1,
在使徒行传第六章第一节,
they discovered that their widows were being neglected in what? The daily distribution of food.
他们发现他们中间的寡妇没有得到日常生活上的供应。
So somehow they had a method or some system of providing daily distribution of food for those who could not find food for themselves.
所以他们就设立了一套制度来供应这些寡妇们的食物上的需要。
So what do we see in the early church?
所以初期教会到底教导了我们什么呢？
We see that they cared for those in their midst who were unable to care for themselves.
我们看见他们看顾那些在他们当中没有法子自立或自主的人。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, it is specific to the needs of the widowed.
提摩太前书第一章第五节特别的提到寡妇们。
But let's be careful in this definition.
但是我们首先要对寡妇的定义加以厘清。
Typically, we think of it as a woman who has lost her husband to what? To death.
一般来说，当我们提到寡妇，我们会想到一个失去了丈夫，因为丈夫死了的女人。
Yet the principle behind this is a woman who was alone with no one to care for her.
但是在圣经上，有关这个寡妇的的教导的背后有一个原则，就是她因为丈夫没有丈夫，以至于无依无靠。
So the definition here is any woman who is left with nothing because she has lost her husband. Whether she's left with nothing because it was through death, but it also could be because the husband deserted her, or the husband divorced her, or separated from her.
所以这个背后的原则就是任何一个没有丈夫的女人就是寡妇，不管她的原因是因为她的丈夫死了，或者是遗弃她了。
So if here in this passage, it's saying support those women who are alone when they are really alone.
所以在这段经文里头，他们告诉我们，我们要要供应，要看顾那些的确是孑然一身。无依无靠的妇女。
Now, if they have family, like they have children or they have grandchildren,
但是如果这些这样的妇女，她们有家庭家人的话，比方说儿子或孩子或孙子的。
Then that is a responsibility first for their family.
那么他们的家人首先应当负起供养他们的责任。
Because that is God's desire for the family.
因为这是神对家庭的心意。
See, in verse 3 and 4, this is probably hard to read up here, but if you look in scriptures, verse 3 says, honor widows who are truly widows.
第三节，提摩太前书第五章第三节，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Verse 4, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness,to their own household, and to make some return to their parents, and this is pleasing in the sight of God.
第四节，若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
So you can see here God's purpose for families, or for children specifically, it is to care for their parents in their older age.
所以在这儿这段经文的背后的一个原则就是神对家庭的心意就是儿女一个家庭特别是他的儿女应该要供养他们的父母学着行孝。
How do you do this?
那么你具体来说你怎么做呢
?One, you honor them.
你怎么样去所谓尊敬他们呢首先你要尊敬他们。
Two, you provide for them in their need.
第二，其次，你要供应他们的需要。
That's the beautiful design of God within the family.
这是神对家庭的一个很美好的设计。
To those he has blessed with children.
对那些他用以孩子来祝福了他们的那些家庭。
You see, as parents are raising their children up in the love of the Lord, which is the responsibility of all parents who are in the Lord, to raise your children up in the love of the Lord.
在主内的父母们，他们的责任是在用主的爱来教养他们的孩子。
And so that when children, as they grow up, they have a chance. When their parents are old and perhaps unable to care for themselves, they have a chance.To then provide for their parents in the same love of the Lord.
那么当父母年老了没有法子照顾自己的时候他们的儿女就有机会用神的爱来供养他们。
This is what is pleasing to God.
这是神所悦纳的。
And those who do not,
那么不这么做的人呢
?Those who do not,Yeah, those who do not.
那些不这么做的人呢?
If you could squint your eyes and look at verse 8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for the members of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
那么第八节就告诉我们，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
Wow, that's pretty stiff.
所以这个教导的确是非常的严格。
You say you're a believer.
你说你是一位信徒。
You say you have faith in Christ.
你说你对主耶稣基督有信心。
But you are not providing for your parents in their need.
可是你在你的父母有需要的时候却不供养他们。
You have denied the faith and you're worse than an unbeliever.
这等于你背了真道，你比那些不信主的人还不好。
See, so for the heart of God is for the children to first be responsible to show that love of the Lord back to their parents.
按照神的心意做儿女的他要怎么样能够彰显神的爱呢？首先他必须回报父母从前养育他的恩德。
That's the blessing of having children.
这就是有儿女的人的福气。
But what happens if you don't have children?
但是如果你没有孩子呢？
And you lost your husband, whether by death or divorce or desertion.
或者你然后你又失去了丈夫，不管是因为你丈夫死了，或者你丈夫把你遗弃了等等。
And you're all alone.
你是独居的，是独自一人的，无依无靠的。
And you don't have enough financially to get by.
你连起码的生活都过不上。
What do you do?
那你怎么办？
Who do you have?
你有谁可以依靠呢？
Well, that's why we have a spiritual family here.
这就是为什么神赐给我们一个属灵的家庭。
That widow who loves the Lord.
那些爱神的寡妇们。
But who has no one to care for them.
没有人照看他们。
And they financially cannot get by.
他们在经济上也不能够独立。
They're supposed to have us.
他们神的心意是。他们有教会。
They have the Lord.
他们有主。
And the Lord will take care of them through us.
主会通过教会照顾他们。
You see, that's the heart of God for the church.
这就是神对教会的心意。
And as a side note, how are we supposed to give to them?
那么我顺便的提一句，那我们要怎么样给供应他们呢？
This is the giving and offering aspect of our church.
我们在这儿就谈到了教会中的奉献这件事情。
This is biblical.
这是合乎圣经的。
But we don't preach on it very often.
虽然但是我们在讲台上我们很少谈奉献的事。
In fact, if you've noticed,
如果你注意到了。
We don't even pass plates around.
你就会发现我们没有传把一个盘子从一个人传到下一个人去收奉献。
Because we don't want to force you to give.
因为我们不要逼你奉献。
And you don't have to give out of compulsion or guilt.
你不应该是心不甘情不愿的奉献的。
That's why we don't ask for your money.
这就是为什么我们不主动的跟你要钱。
That's why we have a small unadorned box sitting in the back of the room.
这就是为什么我们把一个不起眼的那个奉献箱摆在教堂的后面。
Because giving is for those who love the Lord and who love this church.
因为给是属于那些爱神爱教会的弟兄姐妹们的责任。
Because when you put your money in that box to give to the Lord, you are giving it out of joy.
因为当你不是在被逼强迫的情况之下，你自动的把钱放在奉献箱里，那是表示你对神的爱，对教会的爱。
And you're giving out of obedience.
你也是表示你是顺服神的命令在奉献。
But it's out of love.
那是出于爱。
So this is something we need to take note of and think and pray about for this church.
所以我们应该多多的思考这件事情，并且为教会祷告。
And that's the first biblical principle that we need to remember this morning.
这是今天早上我们需要记得的第一个圣经上所提到的属灵的原则。
Is our church one where we are committed to help those who are unable to help themselves?
我们教会是不是在不遗余力的帮助那些没有法子帮助照顾自己的人呢？
So we can see that this passage has some talk of the care within the church.
所以这段经文所谈的就是如何看顾有需要的人。
But as we preached last week, verse 1 and verse 2, that first sentence right before this,
但是正如我们上周所谈到的第五章的第一节跟第二节
We are right on the heels of the importance of the correction and holding accountable brothers and sisters in the church.
紧接着有关系的一个问题就是所谓的弟兄姐妹之间如何的相互的纠正过失如何的彼此负起责任来。
So this text is a little bit hard.
所以这段经文是有一点难。
I'm not able to preach a happy, hey, let's just, oh, I feel good today because of this message.
这段经文可能会让我们心有一点沉重。我没有法子很欢喜快乐的来讨论。
Because yes, this text does talk about the care within the church.
这段经文的确是讲到教会里头看顾照管那些有需要的人的问题。
But it also has words to hold these widows accountable.
但是它同时也提供了一些教导是那些寡妇们需要具备的条件，如果他们要接受教会的帮助的话。
And I believe that in so doing, this passage will teach us something about God's heart for women.
我也相信，因为这么做，这段经文让我们看到了神对妇人、对女人有什么样的心意。
So the second question to ask this morning.
所以今天早上我们要探讨的第二个问题是
is what does this passage teach us about God's heart for women?
这段经文告诉我们神对妇女的心意是什么。
Here are wives who do not have husbands for protection and guidance.
一个寡妇她没有丈夫来保护他来带领他。
But Paul wants to make sure that these women are living their lives in line with God's desires.
但是保罗也要确定就是这些妇女她们所过的生活是按照神的教导来生活的。
So in this passage, we actually see Paul addressing older widows and younger widows.
所以在这段经文里头我们看到保罗的教导不但是针对老年妇女同时也针对年轻的寡妇。
So let's look at the older widows first.
我们先看看年老的寡妇。
Okay, verse 3 says, honor widows who are truly widows, truly widows.
第三节要尊敬那真为寡妇的真为寡妇的。
Well, who's a true widow?
那么谁是真为寡妇的呢？
Well, verse 5 says, She who is truly a widow, left alone, has set her hope on God.
第五节告诉我们这些真为寡妇的就是那独居无靠真为寡妇的是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
Yeah, she continues in supplications and prayers night and day, but she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives.
但是第六节这么说，但那好宴乐的寡妇。
Then in verse 9,
第九节，
Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age, having been the wife of one husband.
寡妇记在册子上，必须年纪到60岁，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。
And verse 10,
第十节，
And having a good reputation for good works.
有行善的名声。
If she has brought up children,
她养育把儿女养育大了。
She's shown hospitality, has washed the feet of saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work.
她过去一直在接待远人，洗圣徒的脚，救济遭难的人，竭力行各样善事。
Wow, that's a pretty high standard.
这个标准的确是挺高的。
This is a qualification for older women who have lost their husband somehow.And are now being provided for by the church.
那么一个寡妇失去了丈夫的寡妇，如果她要教会供应她一切的需要，她首先需要具备这些条件，她才有资格接受教会的帮助。
But it's a little bit more than that.
但是除了这以外，还有别的。
It reveals God's heart for women.
这也反映出神对一般妇女的心意。
This is remarkably similar to a passage I thought of in Titus chapter 2.
这一段经文跟提多书第二章非常类似。
Titus chapter 2 says,
提多书第二章这么说。
Chapter 2 verse 3.
第三节。
Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good.
又劝老年妇人使行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
Verse 4,
第四节，
and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
第四节第五节，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
We need to have Titus 2 women here.
我们教会里需要有提多书所描写的那种妇人。
We need to have Titus chapter 2 women at our church.
我们需要在教会里头需要有提多书在这儿所描写的那样的妇人。
And praise the Lord that there are some women like that at our church.
我们也感谢神在我们教会里头的确是有一些妇人，他们就正如提多书在这儿所描写的。
We cannot keep hearing the phrase, oh, I'm just not spiritually mature enough.
我们不能总是听到说哦，我不够属灵。
We need our Titus 2 older women to be willing to train our younger women.
我们需要有提多书第二章所描写的那样的老年妇人愿意来指教少年妇人。
And we need younger women who have a teachable, submissive heart that are willing to be trained by these older, wiser women.
我们也需要有提多书第二章在这儿所描写的少年妇人愿意有一颗谦卑受教的心，愿意接受那些老年妇人的教导。
We need younger women who are seeking out the godly women and saying, how do I get there?
我们需要有少年妇人，他们在教会里头找出那样的老年妇人，并且问自己，我怎么样才能够变成像他们那个样子。
So we see that God has a purpose for these older widows just as he has a purpose for the older women.
所以我们在这儿看到神对老年，不但对老年的寡妇，对一般的老年妇人也有心意。
They are women who are to be active in their ministry within the church.
这些妇人应该我们应该有老年妇人很积极的参与教会的事工。
Right, because we see this picture here.
因为在这儿我们看到一个画面。
These women on the list are showing hospitality.
这些妇人他们很乐意接待远人。
They are going around probably house to house, caring for different people with afflictions, is what it tells us in 1 Timothy 5.
就像提摩太前书第五章告诉我们的这些近前的老年妇人他们可能真的就是挨家挨户的去看顾那些有患难有困苦的有需要的人。
So they're visiting those in need.
所以他们去关怀那些有需要的人。
And they're caring for all these different people in the church.
他们看顾照管是教会里头所有的有需要的人。
These older women are living out this life of ministry, but they don't have financial provisions.
这些老年妇人他们按照圣经的教导来从事这样的探访关怀的事工，但是他们本人却没有经济上的的能力来照顾自己。
So then you see the church like supporting them.
所以在这个时候教会就应该有责任供应他们的需要。
Keep doing what you're doing. This is great for the Lord, great for the church.
我们要继续不断的这么做，因为这是神所悦纳的。
And the church will take care of you.
教会应该对这些人说，你们继续的这么做，我们会来照看你们。
But you have to live that way.
但是你得这么的过活过生活。
You shouldn't be on the list.
你这样子才能够在我们的这个册子上。
And so that reflects not only God's heart for the widow, but for the women in the church.
所以这个反应不但反映神对寡妇的心意，同时也反映神对所有妇女的心意。
What about the younger widows?
那么年轻的寡妇又如何呢？
Paul has some things to say to the younger widows as well.
保罗对年轻的寡妇也有一些教导。
Let's look at verse 11.
第十一节。
But refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ,They desire to marry, and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith.
至于年轻的寡妇就可以辞她，因为他们的情欲发动，违背基督的时候就想要嫁人，他们被定罪是因废弃了当初所许的愿。
Now this might cause some confusion, and so we need to give some background information here.
也许有人看到这两节会被弄糊涂了，所以我们要加以解释一下。
There are two common views for this.
对这两句话一般来说有两种不同的诠释。
Because another translation for the word former faith is the word previous pledge, like we see in the NASB version of the scripture.
因为有些版本所说的是首先的信心当初的信心，有些版本说的是当初所许的愿。
So one of the views to understand this.
所以有一种说法就是
is that when a woman lost her husband.
当一个女人失去了她的丈夫。
Part of the system of the church set up was that a woman can pledge to devote herself to the for the rest of her life to serve the brothers and sisters at the church.
那么那个时候有一个制度，就是这个时候这个失去丈夫的女人，她就可以发誓，她要用她的余生来从事参与教会的事工。
But if a younger widow had made such a pledge, but now she desires to remarry, she would then break this promise or her pledge.
但是如果有一个年轻的寡妇，她当初承诺这么做，但是然后她又想要嫁人了，那么这就等于说她废弃了当初的承诺，她没有实现她的诺言。
And the breaking of this pledge is what's not good.
那么这个没有实现她当初的许诺，当然这个本身不好。
Other scholars hold the view that these younger widows were literally abandoning their first faith in Christ.
但是有另外一些学者，他们对这两句的解释是，这些妇人的确是毫不夸张的说，他们根本就背弃了他们当初对主的信仰。
Because their actual desire to marry now was becoming greater than their former faith in Christ, or their first faith in Christ.
因为他们现在想要再嫁人的这个心，远大于他们当初对主的心。
So that some of them would actually even remarry an unbeliever.
以至于他们中间有些人甚至于会跟不信的人结婚。
And thus compromising God's design for his children not to be yoked together with unbelievers.
那么这在神说信的人跟不信的人不能同父一轭这个命令上，他们做出了妥协。
So either way, Paul is not condemning a younger widow's desire to remarry. That's not the problem. It's okay to remarry.
所以不管你是用哪一套的看法，总之，保罗并没有谴责再婚，这个再婚本身不是问题的症结。In
fact, he does tell them to remarry.
因为保罗的确是说过，他们可以再婚。The
problem is you either broke your promise to serve the Lord for the rest of your life.
问题之所以出现，是因为当初有人他们曾经许过愿或给过什么样的诺言，
or that you've compromised by pursuing and marrying a non-believer.
然后他们没有实现这个承诺，或者是他们甚至跟一个不信的人结婚了。
Or three, your desire to remarry is greater than your first faith in Christ.
那么他们这种要再婚的心大过于他们对主的心。This
was Paul's first warning to the younger widows.
这是保罗对年轻的寡妇所做出的第一个警告。Right?
Christ needs to be center in everything that you do.
主耶稣基督应该是你所做的每一件事情上的一个中心。But
we see another warning of Paul to the widows.
保罗也给了年轻的寡妇第二个警告。And
we see it in verse 13.
第十三节。
Besides that, they learned to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying that they should not.
并且他们又习惯懒惰，挨家闲游。 不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。And
so Paul here was warning really of their immaturity.
所以在保罗在这儿针对的是这些年轻的寡妇他们的幼稚。Their
immaturity.
他们很幼稚。Right,
because here's what was happening.
他们
Okay, so here's what's happening. So you're on this list.
所以你在这个册子上，
and you're being cared for by the church,
教会供应你的生活上、物质上各方面的需要。
And you've devoted yourself to the good of others in the church. You've devoted yourself to the good of others in the church.
你致力于造福他人。
And you're going around house to house helping different people who are in need.
你挨家挨户的去帮助那些有需要的人。
And so you started off good.
那么你一开始的时候，你是对的，你是好的。
But because of your immaturity,
但是因为因着你的幼稚，你的不成熟，
it now turns into something destructive.
结果就产生了一些有破坏性的问题了。
You're supposed to go around ministering to different families.
你原本应该到处来对有需要的人，服侍那些有需要的人。
And you're collecting a lot of personal information.
那么在这过程当中，你当然就知道了很多有关别人的秘密。
But because of your immaturity,
但是因着你的幼稚，你的不够成熟
，and perhaps your loose tongue，
或者是你管不住自己的嘴巴
，what started off as a ministry to others，
当初原本是好的，一个事工
，you are now turning all this sensitive information into gossip。
你把这些结果，你把一些有敏感性的这些资料让别人都知道了。
And gossip has no place in the church.
在教会里头，说长道短是没有立足之地的。
You cannot start off as a ministry to others.
你不能够一开始的时候，你所做的是一个服侍人的事。
But because of your immaturity and your loose tongue.You are end up having no spiritual value to what you do.
但是因着你的幼稚，你的不成熟，因着你不能够管住你的嘴，以至于最终的结果是伤害了别人。
And now instead of helping people,
你不但没有帮助人
，you're being destructive.
你还破坏了别人。
So Paul then uses this as a warning.
所以保罗就用这个。来警告那些年轻的寡妇。
And you see it in verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
So I would have younger widows marry.
所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人。
Bear children.
生养儿女。
Manage your household and give the adversary no occasion for slander.
治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄。
Younger women.
年轻的妇女
Your responsibility is to raise your children well in the Lord.
你的责任是在主里教养你的儿女
Manage your household well in the Lord.
好好的管理你的家
This is important to your testimony as a younger woman in the church.
年轻的教会中年轻的妇女，她们需要做这样的好见证。
You see, partly what God is doing here is He's revealing His desire for the women in the church.
神借着这段经文把他的心意部分的向弟兄姐妹们呈现了。
And we must not underestimate then the importance of the role.Of women in our church.
我们不能低估妇女在教会中的力量。
When we preach through 1 Timothy chapter 3 regarding the biblical leaders of the church,
当我们以前谈在讨论提摩太前书第三章有关监督跟执事的。这件事情的时候
We saw that regarding the elders and the pastors of the church, these have to be men.
我们看见这些做教会的领导的人必须是男人
Not women.
不是女人
And that's true.
这是有道理的
Yet all throughout the Bible and church history, we would be nowhere today if it wasn't GodWorking through passionate, God-loving, God-fearing women in the church.
但是从旧约到新约，从教会历史来看，如果我们没有那些敬虔的爱主爱人的妇女们在教会，教会走不到今天。
At this church, there are women whose hearts are after the heart of God.
在我们这个教会有合神心意的妇人
And they are an irreplaceable part of this church body.
他们的在教会中的地位他们在教会中的影响力是无可取代的
And if you sit here today and you are one of those women who are passionately after the heart of God,
如果你就坐在我们当中，如果你是就像那样的竭诚按照神的心意而生活的妇人的话
，We see you，
我们会知道你是谁
，And we thank God for you，
我们也会感谢你，为主感谢你
，And we want all of our women at this church to go into that direction.
我们也盼望, 教会中所有的, 妇人都往这个, 方向,
You see, God's heart for women is that God wants to see the women ministering to others.
神对妇女的心意是, 希望, 妇女, 能够, 服侍别人。
And so that shows God's heart not only for the widows but for all the women.
这就让我们看见, 这是神不但对, 寡妇们的心意, 也是对所有, 妇女的心意。
Be active in your ministry to those in the church. Be active in your ministry to your household at home.
所以, 你们得积极地参与教会的事工, 你们得, 积极地, 教养儿女, 管好自己的家。
And that, I believe, then leads us to our very last question this morning.
那么, 现在我们就, 可以来谈第三个问题了。
So the first question was, what does this passage teach us about God's desire for the church?
我们刚才所谈到的第一个问题就是这段经文 启示我们 神对教会有些什么心意
And the second question is what does this passage teach us about God's desire for women?
第二个问题就是这段经文启示了我们神对 妇女
Women
神对妇女有些什么心意
Women, is that Yeah. Widows? Not women.
No, women.
Yeah, women.
妇女们有些什么心意?
I think I know Chinese, but not there yet. Right? But the third question to ask in this passage is, what does this passage tell us about the heart of God?
那么第三个问题我们该问我们的是, 这段经文, 启示了, 神对, 神对, 神, What's your third question?
Oh, okay. What does this passage teach us about the heart of God?
Oh, 神启示了我们, 什么有关, 他自己的心意的事情。
What does it teach us about God himself?
这段经文让我们, 看见神是怎么样的一位神呢?
From the times of the ancient world,
从, 古代,
the fate most feared and lamented by women was that she should become a widow.
从, 古代, 的, 开始, 一个女人, 她, 最, 觉得最悲惨, 最恐惧的一件事情, 就是失去了丈夫。
Being a widow would mean that you are going to be destitute.
因为, 成为一个寡妇, 就意味着,
and you are going to And you are going to be in a very low, low, low place in society.
成为一个寡妇就意味着贫困, 意味着社会,
The most destitute and the lowest parts of society were the poor, the orphaned, and the widowed.
一个社会里头, 最穷困的, 最低层的, 人群体就是孤儿寡妇。
They are the most vulnerable.
他们是弱者中的弱者。
They have no one to care for them.
因为, 他们无依无靠。
And while their suffering could easily be neglected.
而且, 他们的, 痛苦, 他们所受的苦, 很容易, 就被别人, 忽视了。
But God would never neglect them.
但是神, 绝对不会, 忽视他们。
Over and over again throughout the scripture, God declares that He would be the father of the fatherless.
在圣经里头, 从旧约到新约, 神一而再再而三地说, 他是孤儿的父亲。
He Himself would be the protector of the widows.
他自己会是, 寡妇的保护者。
And over again, God commands His people to take care of those most vulnerable in society.
神也再三地嘱咐, 他的子民, 要, 看顾, 照管, 这些, 弱者。
And God commands His people to do this because that is who God is.
神之所以嘱咐, 他的子民要这么做, 因为这是神的本相。
So what does this passage teach us about God?
所以这段经文让我们明白了有关神的什么事情呢？
That God is compassionate.
神是有怜悯的神。
That every life matters to God.
他每一条生命他都看为非常的极端的重要。
That there are those who are suffering.
受苦的人。
That those who are in heartache,
或者是有困难的人,
those who are alone,
那些孤独孤单单的人,
and those cries that no one else hears, he hears.
那些呼求着说没有人管我, 对这些人神是非常看重的。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
Full of compassion for those who are suffering.
他对那些受苦的人充满了怜悯。
Those who are alone in the world, he says, you do not need to be alone.
对那些孑然一身无依无靠的人，神对他们说，你并不孤单。
For I am with you.
因为我与你同在。
Those of you who are suffering,
那些受苦的人
and no one is coming to aid.
没有人来帮助你。
God says, I am coming to your aid.
我就是你的帮助。
You don't need to suffer alone.
你不是孤单单的孤零零的一个人在受苦。
For if you are with me,
因为如果我与你同在
I will surround you with my people.
我会让我的子民在你的周遭帮助你。
And you will not be neglected.
你绝对不会被忽视的。
And you will be cared for.
你绝对会受到看顾的，照管的。
Do you see who our God is?
所以我们现在明白了吗？我们的神是怎么样的一位神？
Our God is an amazing God.
我们的神真的是一位奇妙的神。
This love is an amazing love.
这样的爱是奇异的爱。
Those cries that you think are never heard, he hears.
那些哀求，也许我们会认为没有人听到，但是神聆听那些哀求。
And he sends his people to be his arms, his hands to care.
他也差遣他的子民来通过他们来帮助这些需要帮助的人。
This is why he calls us to do what we are called to do.
这就是神在命令我们呼召我们来做的。
Because this is our God.
因为这就是我们的神就是这么样一位神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for revealing your heart this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，今天早上你向我们启示了你的心意。
Thank you that even through this passage today, we can see who you are.
谢谢你，借着今天的这些经文，你让我们看见你是怎么样的一位神。
That your love for those who are most vulnerable.
你对那些社会上的最弱势的群体，最弱势的人。
Reflects your love in the gospel.
你对他们的爱反映出你的爱。
For if we would truly admit that we are all truly in need because of our sin, in need of a savior.
你对他们的爱反映出了福音本身所具有的爱。因为如果我们真正的明白到我们在属灵上也有那样也是像他们一样有那样迫切的需要的
Then we would see how your love is reflected in your providing for our needs
我们就能够清楚地看见你供应我们一切的需要在这些供应上你让我们看见了你的爱
That in our sin and misery you have sent your son Jesus to redeem us from our sin and misery
因为在我们充满了罪孽，在我们无助无望的时候，你差遣你的独生爱子救赎了我们。
Lord, for that we have to say thank you.
为着这个，我们必须说我们感谢你。
Thank you for your love displayed on the cross.
谢谢你，借着十字架上你所成就的，你彰显了你的大爱。
Thank you for your love displayed in an empty grave.
谢谢你，借着空空的坟墓，你彰显了你对我们的大爱。
Thank you for our hope being in you and you alone.
也谢谢你，你让我们有盼望，我们的盼望就在你身上。
That you not only give us such a precious salvation,
你不但给了我们这么宝贵的救恩，
but you provide over and over for each and every one of your children.
你也为你的每一位儿女供应了一切的需要。
Thank you, Lord, for showing us your heart through this passage this morning.
谢谢你借着这段经文，你让我们明白你的心意。
We thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.